As Donald Trump returns to the White House, his renewed Middle East policy appears to mirror his previous tenure, particularly regarding lucrative arms deals with Persian Gulf states. Reuters reports indicate that Trump is planning to offer Saudi Arabia over $100 billion in new arms agreements. This follows a similar pattern to the 2015 deals signed during his first presidency. Yet the regional situation has shifted significantly. Iran has successfully employed de-escalation diplomacy, leading to improved ties with the key Persian Gulf players such as Saudi Arabia, the UAE, and Bahrain. In contrast, Israel's aggressive actions in Gaza, Lebanon, and Syria, alongside US backing, have positioned both Tel Aviv and Washington as destabilizing forces in the region. This has caused the traditional Iran fear narrative, which was used to extract billions in defense contracts from Persian Gulf states, to lose its effectiveness. The visit of Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi to Saudi Arabia just one day before Trump's arrival sends a clear signal about Riyadh's desire to maintain a pathway toward improving relations with Tehran. Despite this, Persian Gulf states, particularly Saudi Arabia, are expected to continue paying high prices for US weaponry and nuclear technology, seeking Trump's approval for these strategic partnerships. In return, they may expect significant concessions, including green light for new nuclear infrastructure and defense technologies. Oil prices will also be a significant topic of conversation during Trump's visit. The US president has pushed OPEC countries, led by Saudi Arabia, to increase oil production in order to lower fuel prices for American consumers. According to Reuters, Saudi officials have stated that the kingdom cannot support lower oil prices for much longer, and any price reductions must be sustainable over the long term. Despite these concerns, OPEC Plus, led by Russia and Saudi Arabia, agreed earlier this month to raise production by 411,000 barrels per day in June. This decision has led Goldman Sachs to lower its forecast for US crude oil prices in 2025, dropping the expected average to $56 per barrel. Another critical issue on the table is the ongoing war in Gaza. Trump had previously promised to bring an end to the violence, but only 2 months after a ceasefire, Israel resumed its attacks on Gaza with the full backing of the United States. Trump's controversial proposal to force the population of Gaza to leave the area and take full control of the region has only added fuel to the fire. The escalation in Gaza, compounded by US involvement, has raised concerns that the conflict will overshadow the entire trip. To counter this, Trump has claimed that a bilateral ceasefire agreement with Yemen has been reached, although this does not include restrictions on attacks targeting Israeli-held territory. There are also speculations that Trump will use his visit to announce the formal recognition of Palestine as a state, although the details of this proposal remain unclear. Some critics argue that this recognition is less about addressing Palestinian rights and more about presenting a political gesture to pave the way for Arab countries to normalize relations with Israel. Ultimately, Trump's Persian Gulf visit comes at a crucial juncture where several key issues such as military relations, oil diplomacy, the Gaza war, Red Sea security converge. Despite his efforts to frame the visit as an opportunity for economic investments, the implications of his policies toward Palestine and his unwavering support for Israel may create significant challenges with Arab leaders. Trump seems likely to use this trip as a tool to solidify his geopolitical and economic influence in the region, rather than as a genuine attempt to foster lasting peace or stability.